Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A key pillar of the economic partnership between the United States and Africa has been the African Growth and Opportunity Act, or AGOA, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a recent speech.
By allowing products from sub-Saharan countries to enter the United States without paying tariffs, AGOA has let entrepreneurs expand to new markets to grow their businesses. It's created tens of thousands of good jobs across our nations, from Portland, Oregon to Port Louis, Mauritius. It's helped companies further diversify and strengthen their supply chains so that consumers can benefit from more affordable, more innovative products.
The United States seeks to create better opportunities that benefit businesses in all our countries, that support our workers, and to protect our environment in all of this, urged Secretary Blinken. The private sector is an essential partner in making this happen.
That's why at the Africa Leaders Summit, we committed to growing our collaboration with the private sector through, but also beyond, AGOA. Since then, we've been working very closely together and with our colleagues across the United States government to help close hundreds of new private sector deals between African and American businesses. Altogether, they're worth more than $16 billion.
Another key to enabling economic growth and paving the way for investment around the world and across the African continent is good infrastructure. Over the last 2 years, the United States has committed $82 million toward expanding digital access across sub-Saharan Africa, said Secretary Blinken.
We've also contributed $3 billion to expand the Lobito Corridor. This corridor, connecting Angola, Zambia, the DRC, through high-impact investments in ports and bridges, in rail lines and roads, and high-speed internet access, in clean energy and agriculture, all designed to unlock growth in key industries along a major economic thoroughfare.
Together, the U.S. and AGOA remain committed to pressing ahead to build more equitable, prosperous, and stable societies with opportunity for everyone.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.